You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. And what do we say today? We say WTW, don't we? Yes, of course we do. Come on now. Welcome to Wednesday, boys and girls. Great to be with you. It is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. The time is 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to be with you for the next 3 hours, getting you to where it is you're going this morning. Looking at the date, which is the 18th of January, there's only one thing here listed with regards to events, sort of celebrations, I guess, and it's Royal Thai Armed Forces Day today, of course, celebrated in Thailand. But there is one other here which sort of raised my eyebrows. If you want to go back to the year 1670, what happened on this day? Well, Henry Morgan, he captures Panama.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
All 7 and we'll watch them fall. Stand in the way of love and we will smoke them all with an intellect and a savoir-faire. No one in the whole universe will ever compare. I am yours now and you are mine, and together we'll love through all space and time, so don't cry. One day all 7 will die.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
There we go, yeah, somebody's watching Rockwell there. That's what it's called, somebody's watching me. And before that, we started off this morning with Seven, a song by Prince and the New Power Generation, off of their 1992 album, which was called Love Symbol Album. It was released in late 1992. It's the third single off of the album and became the most successful in the United States. It features a sample of the 1967 Lovell Folsom song, which was called Tramp. Keep an eye on the time. Well, we're just 11 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. You listen to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. Where are we? 89.3 Cool FM.
Deep despair on lonely nights.
Go. That's ABC. Yes, getting your alphabet sorted out if you're on the way to school this morning. Oh, you're not, are you? Because the holidays. ABC and When Smokey Sings. Smokey Robinson. You must look that up. It could well be, you know. Time on the breakfast show. I tell you what, we're just a few seconds away from 15 minutes after the hour of, well, of course, after the hour of 7 o'clock. Have to think about it for a minute there. And yes, it is time. Got you in the shower. We're going to get you off to where it is that you're going this morning. But I tell you what, move over. There's a whole crowd coming with you this morning.
Calling out around the world, are you ready?
listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
Now I'll get you out of the shower. I'll tell you what, there we go. That's Dancing in the Street. David Bowie there together with Mick Jagger. I tell you what, one of the things about that song... Hang on, let's get you out. On your way. You know who was in the shower this morning? Me as well. That particular version, David Bowie and Mick Jagger, so it'd be easier to say who hasn't recorded that song, Dancing in the Street. It was recorded, Mick Jagger, David Bowie, as a duo. That was back in 1985. It was to raise money for the Live Aid Famine Relief Corps. The original plan was to perform a track together live, with Bowie performing at Wembley Stadium and Mick Jagger at John F. Kennedy Stadium. Until, yes, you know what technology is like, it was realised that the satellite link-up would cause a half-second delay and would really make this impossible unless either Bowie or Jagger mime their contribution, something which neither artist was willing to do. Anyway, it was in June of 1985 David Bowie was recording his contributions to the Absolute Beginners soundtrack at Westside Studios with Clive Langer and Alan Winstanley. And so Jagger, he arranged to fly in to record the track there. A rough mix, by the way, of the track was completed in just 4 hours. That was on the 29th of June in 85. 13 hours after the start of recording, the song and the video were complete. The rest is history.
I did.
There we go. That's a D Train, and you're the one for me. And we are 23 minutes after 7. By the way, it is the 18th of January. And if you want to go back to the year 1788, this was the day and the year. The first English settlers, they arrived in Australia's Botany Bay to establish a penal colony. The group moved north 8 days later and settled in Port Jackson. Obviously didn't like Botany Bay very much, did they? Fleetwood Mac on this morning's breakfast show with Eyes of the World.
Con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Celebremos juntos los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival. Clínicas, conciertos, simposio de musicoterapia, la noche de gala en el Teatro Nayansi y el gran cierre con Gilberto Santa Rosa del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal. Te invita
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
We're all going on. holiday.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 64310419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Absolutely. And if you've just joined us, a very good morning to you. We're just a few seconds away from 7:30. Right, let's take a look at some of the international news and some of the items in the business news for this morning. Ukraine's interior minister was among at least 15 people killed on Wednesday morning when a helicopter crashed near a nursery outside Kiev, Ukrainian officials have said. Officials said that 9 people on board the aircraft and 6 on the ground, including 3 children, were killed when the French-made Super Puma helicopter crashed in a residential area in the suburb of Beauvais on the capital's eastern outskirts. Earlier, officials had given an initial death toll of 18. And Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said on Wednesday that the United States and assembled coalition of European countries to solve, quote, the Russian question, in the same way that Adolf Hitler had sought a final solution to eradicate Europe's Jews. This is what he said, by the way, while they're trying to kill all the Ukrainians. Climate campaigner Greta Thunberg was detained alongside other activists on Tuesday during protests against the demolition of a village to make way for a coal mine expansion, but was released after an identity check, according to the police. Europeans have dialed down on their heating this winter, apparently heeding government calls to conserve energy amid the Ukraine crisis, with some delaying switching it on by almost a month and setting the temperature lower, data has shown. Federal prosecutors will not seek the death penalty for the man accused of killing 23 people and injuring dozens more in a hate crime targeting people of Mexican descent. This was at a Walmart store in El Paso, Texas in 2019, according to a court document which was filed on Tuesday. And a diplomatic spat between Guatemala and Colombia intensified on Tuesday as Guatemala's government accused Colombia's defense chief of crimes related to a high-stakes graft probe that he once led as a special prosecutor in Guatemala. A new high-tech study has revealed nearly 1,000 ancient Maya settlements, including 417 previously unknown cities linked by what may be the world's first highway network and hidden for millennia by the dense jungles of northern Guatemala and southern Mexico. Microsoft Corporation plans to cut thousands of jobs, with some roles expected to be eliminated in human resources and engineering divisions, according to media reports on Tuesday. And more than 500 of Twitter's advertisers have paused spending on the microblogging site since Elon Musk's takeover last year, the information reported on Wednesday, citing a person familiar with its ad business. The social media company's daily revenue on the 17th of January was 40% lower than the same day a year ago, the report added. World stocks rose and Japan's yen tumbled on Wednesday after the Bank of Japan poured cold water on monetary tightening expectations and economic and earnings data proved cheery for European markets. Data showed that the UK inflation dropped to a three-month low of 10.5% in December, the latest sign that global inflationary pressures are abating. European shares climbed after a string of positive earnings updates. Europe's Stoxx 600 index, that rose to its highest level since April of 2022. And here's something. What do you want to do if you want to turn your cash into more, make it more valuable? Well, Argentina's cash has lost so much value in recent years that local artist Sergio Guillermo Diaz finds painting on even the most valuable banknotes has become affordable. With annual inflation that likely neared 100% last year, the largest denomination of Argentine currency, the 1,000 peso bill, is worth around about $5.60. Officially, or just $3 on parallel markets commonly used to skirt capital controls. Well, nowadays it makes sense for me to paint on the largest denominated bills here in Argentina. Once I paint on it, I can sell it for much more than the bill is worth, Diaz told Reuters in an interview in the northern city of Salta. I like that. Paint on your money and make it more valuable. I tell you what, if you're Banksy, you could do that on a $100 bill, couldn't you? Time on the Breakfast Show to say a very good morning. Firstly, a very good morning to Mary Lou, who was bright and early this morning. Paul Dixon over in the UK, good morning to him. And let's say a very good morning. Says good morning, Jerry, Neil, Yasmin, Neil, Ingrid, and all your many listeners worldwide. We are in Mexico again this winter and plan to visit Panama next month. How about a three in a row of songs about Sarah by Bob Dylan, Fleetwood Mac, and Starship? Well, we've already got everything sorted out for today, but I'll tell you what, if I can, we've got a guest coming in the second hour of this morning's program. Let me see if I can do something a little bit later on. That is from Rowena and Phil. Thank you very much. Lovely to hear from you, as always. And let's say a very good morning to Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece. It says, good morning. Nothing too exciting over here other than getting our TV bracket installed. No more TV on the floor. Step by step, getting the house organized. Could you please play Joan Jett and I Love Rock and Roll?
Where we can be. And if you want some kissing, call on me, baby. All you got to do now. Love all the night. Will you be alone? All you got to do is
pick up your
telephone and dial, baby.
3-4-5-7-8-9.
That's my number.
3-4-5-7-8-9.
Oh, I'll be right there just as soon as I can. If I be a little bit late now, I hope that you understand. Oh, yeah.
Tell you what a combination we got there. The Blues Brothers together with the Wicked Pickett. Yes, Wilson Pickett on there. Right, time on the breakfast show is 18 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I mentioned earlier on we've got a guest coming in the 8 o'clock hour today. We're going to be talking with Lihi Haruvi. She is a brilliant band. We got to say hello to her the other night when we went to the event at the Marriott put on for the Jazz Festival. She's known as a passionate improviser with a strong belief in the healing power of music. I tell you what, she's also a very, accomplished. There we are. Also a very, not just an accomplished musician, but an accomplished professor. She teaches the music as well. So we'll be talking with Lihi in the second hour, so that's probably in around about 45 minutes time. Plenty of great music to come here on this morning's breakfast show. I will see if I can sort out those three in a row for our friends up there. That's Rowena and Phil. See if we can do that. Meantime, Nelson. Here we go, and that's Nelson, Can't Live Without Your Love. Ha ha! This one is The Sweet and New York Groove. And then after that, I'll see if I can get some of those Sarahs in for the Wien Room Phil. It's only about 16 minutes worth, so we'll be chopping us down a little bit.
It's been a year since I was here, on the street, just passing my time away. To the left, to the right, down the stone grows to the sky, and it's out of sight in the fading light.
That's one of my favourites, actually, from The Sweet, and that is New York Groove. We're literally just a few seconds away from the top of the hour. That's 8 o'clock. We've got the some of the local news stories for you at the top of the hour. And don't forget, we've got our guest in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be checking in with Ingrid, also with Yasmin. Well, this is the first of three. Rowena and Phil asked if we could play songs with Sarah, this one from Bob Dylan, the first one. Then we're going to have some Fleetwood Mac and then a little bit of Starship as well.
I laid on the dune, I looked at the sky when the children were babies, played on the beach. You came up behind me, I saw you go by. You were always so close, still within reach. Sarah, Sarah, whatever made you wanna change your mind? Sarah, Sarah, so easy to look at, so hard to define. Still see them playing with their pails in the sand. They run to the water, their buckets to fill. I can still see the shells falling out of their hands as they follow each other back up the hill. Sarah, Sarah, sweet virgin angel, sweet love of my life. Wife. sleeping in the woods by a fire in the night, drinking white rum in a Portugal bar, them playing leapfrog and hearing about Snow White, you in the marketplace in Savannah, Lamar. It's all so clear, I could never forget. Sarah, oh Sarah, loving you is the one thing I'll never regret.
With all the tracks you remember, it's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Three in a row on The Breakfast Show.
Dream.
There we go, yes. Sarah. Three Sarahs. Started off with Bob Dylan, and then it was Fleetwood Mac, and last but not least, Starship. Time on the Breakfast Show. Time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Celebremos juntos los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival. Clínicas, conciertos, simposio de musicoterapia, la noche de gala en el Teatro Nayansi y el gran cierre con Gilberto Santa Rosa del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal, te invita.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight, all over the world. You can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what?
Ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give.
Go two in a row. We started off with Herman's Hermits, and that was There's a Kind of Hush. Followed on, Paul McCartney and Wings and Live and Let Die, of course. James Bond theme. Right, I tell you what, about time on the breakfast show, I think. We're going to see if we can find
Good
Ingrid.
Morning,
there she is.
Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Jazz, how you doing? Well, it is Humpity Hump Day, Wednesday. Oh, and it's starting out really pretty. I had to take the puppy out for a little walk early this morning where the sliver of a moon was showing and a tiny star just to the right of it. So I'm pretty excited. I have to go look that up, see which star that was. Oh, man, it's amazing. We had a couple of the trees topped off because they were getting too tall and there were just so many things going on with the idea that one of the cats just jumped on the roof. We had one of them that, this guanabana tree that looks like it's going to fall into the house. So we had parts of that topped off so it wouldn't be so top heavy. And believe it or not, now I have more sunshine in my backyard. So maybe the grass will grow for a change. So, but it's always, you know, kind of concerning when you trim a tree. We also trim both avocado trees so that when they come into season this year, maybe I can actually reach and pick them all so they don't have to wait until they drop to the ground. Oh, that poinsettia is still blooming like mad. Well, I'm coming up to a cough. I'm actually, the medication the doctor gave me in Coronado is helping a lot. I still have some things to get through, you know, get through that, but it will come, especially with the sun. I'll sit outside and give myself a vitamin D bath. Oh, yeah. Come here, Chelsea. Come on. Come on. Come out here and drink coffee with me. That's all I need is coffee. Oh, she's barking at something. Come on, Chelsea. Here you go. Come on. Oh, she's, you know, I didn't have any children, and now I know why. Babies are, I don't know how you mothers do it. Gail, and all of you, Ramona, everybody who's had a baby out there, Francis, I mean, all of you people who've had babies out there, you guys amaze me how you're able to raise children. They're so demanding, and this is only a puppy. I can't imagine what you all went through. Wow, what a way to be a mom. Oh, no. I am a four-footed kitty cat puppy dog mommy, and that is enough. This thing, she just demands attention all the time, and I got it hooked up so she's on a cord. So, anyways, I'm rambling on again because I haven't had enough coffee. All right, you guys be safe, and back to you in the studio.
Absolutely beautiful. Well, that is bringing in my segment this morning with our special guest, Lihi Haruvi. And Lihi, very good morning to you.
Very good morning to you.
And welcome to The Breakfast Show.
Great to be here.
And we sort of bumped into each other the other night. And so the first thing I ask when we get a lot of the artists come here, it's the first time for Panama, but you've been here before.
I have been here before.
You've done the jazz festival here before as well.
Mm-hmm. It's the first time I'm headlining this year.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting to be having a little bit of a different perspective.
Sure.
Here in the festival, and also be able to work with the Israeli embassy, and again have a different experience of Panama.
I know. Well, welcome. Welcome back.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Great to have you with us. I was looking here at your accomplishments. Incredibly accomplished. Let's go back to the beginning. When did you start really getting involved in music?
I was about 10 years old. My parents wanted all of us to learn an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it was important for just developmental reasons. And I recommend everybody to pick up an instrument. My sister was playing clarinet at the time,
mm-hmm.
and they told me that the saxophone is the sister of the
clarinet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sold me on that idea. And after that, I just kept playing, never stopped.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the saxophone, because, I mean, I think the saxophone is a beautiful instrument.
Mm-hmm.
I always remember my father used to listen to a lot of saxophone music, and it's just got this really sort of depth, hasn't it? Well, you've got so many choices when it comes to saxophones as well. Mm-hmm. And, beautiful, beautiful. And how easy do you find, or when you first started as a child, how easy was it for you to sort of pick it up? I guess because it was in the family, it was natural.
I think everything new has a sort of a little bit of a challenge to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you start young, which I consider 10 years old being, you know, on the younger
side. Young, yes.
Yeah, fairly young. There's like a natural, like, way of growing with it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's just always kind of been there, and over time became like a bigger and larger part of my life and who
right.
I am and what I do. So just always been there with me.
And how did you develop? I mean, you're obviously extremely accomplished. You're well known in the jazz world.
Yeah.
How did you work your way up the ladder?
I think it was kind of, in a weird way, just destiny,
mm-hmm.
in the sense that one thing led to another. I was, again, a child picking the instrument, and then at some point my saxophone teacher said, listen, I think you're like, you need to be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go and audition to Selma Yellin High School of the Arts
mm-hmm.
in Israel, which is a very renowned, a great high school for a different, you know, arts. They had theater, dance, and they also had jazz.
Uh-huh.
So that's really, once I got into the school, I really started to listening to Charlie Parker,
right.
Dexter Gordon, like all these great jazz artists. And I had the instruction of amazing teachers, Erez Barnoy or Yuval Cohen, if you heard of the three Cohens, they're
mm-hmm.
kind of a household name in Israeli jazz.
Oh, okay.
That's really when I started to get into the music and transcribe and do like all those things. And then I was invited to participate in a summer program in the USA, wonderful program led by Terry Lynn Carrington, which is also a very known drummer. After that summer program, you know, I was given this full ride to go to Berkeley. Of course, I had to serve in the military orchestra for 2 years.
Oh, of course, yes, yeah.
But I knew the moment I will be, you know, released, that's where I'm heading.
I wonder if you did what I did when I went. I had to go, I didn't have to go. I did. I joined the Air Force. And to get out of all the hard work, I went and joined the band.
Well, we had a little bit of hard work, but funny you should say, I actually grew up in an Air Force base. So
Yeah.
I have a little bit of that.
But it was, it's the only instrument I'd sort of ever played. It was a trumpet, but without any vowels, you know. It was I used to have to get up in the morning. So then we had 3 floors in the block where everybody used to sleep, and I used to stand on the middle floor and play the reveille to get everybody up in the mornings. And I got all sorts of things thrown at me, boots, you know, old underwear, that kind of thing. But, you know, I mean, just going back to what you were saying, I mean, I agree with you 100% that, you know, to play an instrument is special. I mean, when I was a little kid, I was sent by my grandmama to come play piano.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, when you're that age, some of us, I'm going to go and play, you know. Mm-hmm. But also, I found it difficult to get one hand to do something different to the other hand.
Well, that's why you practice.
That's right. But no, I mean, I do envy people who play the instrument because...
Jerry, it's not too late.
It's true. It's never too late. In fact, Gasmin's son is starting the saxophone. He's starting learning. He's been going to some of the courses there at... in Ciudad del Saber this week. So.
Beautiful.
Yeah, but and any other instruments? I mean, did you play?
I definitely dabbled. I think a lot of us musicians do. I can definitely get around the keyboard. And during the pandemic, dabbled a little bit with the bass. Being a saxophone player, when I play a big band kind of performances.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of time you have to be do double, you know, we call it like doing doubles.
Mm-hmm.
So I would play the flute, in those kind of situations. But my main focus and, you know, what I dedicate my time and my artistry and my thought and my vision is definitely the saxophone. And yeah, in the last year, actually, in a very small saxophone, and not a lot of people play the sopranino.
Is that this little one that looks like a kiddie's one? Think it's Dave Coss, I think I've seen playing one of these.
It might have been the soprano. I'm not sure it's the sopranino.
But it's just a tiny little sort of, like the big one, but tiny.
There's a curved version of those things, yeah.
Yeah, no, incredible. No, I tell you what I did do, because when I was looking at... for some of you, I was looking on YouTube, and I saw you doing just a little piece, and it was for the mouthpiece, the reed. And I thought to myself, oh, well, that's interesting. What kind of differential is there? I mean, how important is the mouthpiece to an artist like that?
I think extremely important, and students ask me that. They're like, oh, do I have the right mouthpiece? Do I have the right ligature? Do I have the right equipment to do the things? So I tell people that at the beginning, at the start, you really want to listen to a lot of music and start developing a vision of what you want and a taste, right? So the same thing with food. When you go and you eat a lot of different type of foods, you kind of understand what you like and what you want to be eating. So the same what you want to sound like. So the first thing is to really have a lot of music and inspiration. And then later you can kind of look for the gear that provides that. So for me in this moment, especially with my sopranino adventure, I have an idea of the sound that I want. And I'm kind of like now looking for the right, you know, mouthpiece that provides me that sound.
Okay, so it actually does sort of change the voice of the instrument.
A little bit, absolutely, yeah.
Oh, incredible.
The most important piece of the whole instrument is actually that tiny little mouthpiece.
I think it's the person behind the mouthpiece.
Well, that's the contact, that's the connection,
I mean, I've always found it amazing. I mean, we've had Kenny G here a few times on concerts, and I've been just kind of... is, and I was listening to a piece of music the other day, and I was talking to my wife Christine. I said, Kenny G is doing the backing on that. It's how somebody, like you say, by, I guess by the way you set everything up, how he actually gets the sound, which is, you know, it is Kenny, you know, when he's playing.
Absolutely.
And it's again, it's down to hard work. In fact, we interviewed him a couple of times, and mm-hmm. I asked him that question once. He said, I don't know, it just came, it just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, moving on from the playing, but of course you're also a very accomplished teacher, mm-hmm. professor.
Yeah.
How did that develop? How did that come about?
So I come from a family of teachers. So again, it's something that was very natural for me to get into really early when I was already a student.
Mm-hmm.
I started teaching and volunteering and making that mm-hmm. like a part of my life. And I feel like it's an art, just like playing music, the
mm-hmm.
art of teaching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one thing led to another. I was working in one school, and then I'm working in another one. And then as soon as I graduated with my master's, there was a position open in Berklee College of Music,
mm-hmm.
and they hired me.
Okay.
And people continue to hire me. And I continue to work very hard and care very deeply on the things that I do, and really always try to be innovative and think about, okay, what is the best way
mm-hmm.
to get to this person? Did I learn who this person is? Do I know who my students are?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, I don't know. I think it's, I feel like I have with teaching as well as playing, like something kind of I grew up with. It just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have, again, our desires and the things that we want to do, and I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't love it.
But no, absolutely.
Something
yeah.
that I feel like, you know, was mm-hmm. a natural process for me to be doing, if that makes sense.
And how much do you enjoy? Because, I mean, obviously you love your playing.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there must be a great satisfaction of passing that on
absolutely.
To other people.
Absolutely. It's a great joy, you know.
And when you've got somebody like Ian, which is Yasmin's sort of starting off and he's learning, what advice would you, what would be the advice to give?
Well, I can talk about things that are technical for the saxophone, and I don't know if our listeners would be so curious about. So I say for that type of things, like make the setup that you have, like
mm-hmm.
make playing as easy as possible. Sometimes somebody could grab like a higher number of reed for whatever reason. Like there is no reason to do that, you
mm-hmm.
know. Just kind of enjoy playing. I would like to create a relationship that is positive with music
mm-hmm.
and kind of always have that channeling. And I think this is something that my first teacher in Israel did a good job.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
I would play things that like songs that I liked, you
right,
know.
Right, exactly.
And things that I was happy to do,
mm-hmm.
and from the place of joy, because I think that relationship is very, very important. And I know great, talented people that no longer make music, you know, because
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that kind of like heaviness of, you know, that can come
right.
with a sense of responsibility, because we have responsibility, especially when you get to the professional level,
right?
You know, to have a certain practice, to have a certain routine. So you always want to maintain your love of music and your love of playing.
Mm-hmm.
So my advice would be just continue to do this with love. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to continue on my work with my triangle.
And do it with love.
I do it with love. Actually, I use it to call people to lunch.
Yeah.
listen, I'll tell you what, that piece of music we were trying to, let me just check and see if it's because... it refuses to load. The little thing's just going round and round and round. And I wanted to play something. And if you don't mind, I've got my YouTube thing
mm-hmm.
here. And I've got this Berklee College of Music 2010
mm-hmm.
JRR by Lihi Haruvi.
Yeah.
All right, to play that one?
Yeah. I'll tell you a little bit about this recording. So this is one of my very first compositions. You know,
uh-huh.
13 years
uh-huh.
ago.
Yeah.
And it was while I was a student at the college. And I remember just like missing home. And where I wrote this piece. So, yeah, we can hear a little bit of that.
Lovely. Here we go. Oh, and then we got the piano. There we go. That's my guest with me this morning, Lihi. I didn't want to interrupt that. I've got Lihi Harubi with me this morning. There she is. Tell us a little bit about that, because we were a little bit confused with the piece of music we were going to start off with there.
Oh, yes.
And, but tell me a little bit about that one. That's a lovely piece.
Yeah, this one is called On the Way Back.
Mm-hmm.
Also one of my earlier compositions. And it's just sometimes when you go on a trip, you know, sometimes we write about life and mm-hmm. events and things that, like, inspire us. And then on your way back, you kind of have this reminiscing, like, thinking of all the experiences
mm-hmm.
you had.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now I'm here with you in Panama, and then later I'm going to go back, and I'm going to think, all right, I had this, you know, morning show with Jerry. And this and that.
So we're going to have a little bit of... Panamanian music in there.
Yeah, that's it. This is what this piece is about. Kind of those moments when you reminisce on. Yeah.
Wonderful. And do you find composition easy? I mean, that's another thing as well. I mean, to actually compose a piece of music.
Yeah, I think there it's like it comes to me in periods, you
mm-hmm,
know?
Mm-hmm.
And it really relates to how much time I have. Because I think sometimes you need to have that time to process and think and kind of put it together. In periods that we are very busy, and I think any creative person, or actually every all people are creative inherently. That's my belief. Absolutely believe it. So I think when we are so busy and we do things, we have less of that creativity sometimes when we have a little bit more time to kind of process and think. That's when, you know, we get to compose or do other things that we find, you know, creative in that way. So to me, it comes in spurts of time. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the next one, to write some more music.
And tell me, you know, you're accomplished as a player, accomplished as a teacher, and a composer as well. So we go for the next. What's on your bucket list?
That's for me to know and for everybody to find out. Yeah, also some personal goals, you know, of even family, you know, things like that. I hope are in the horizon.
In the world of music?
What's that? In the world
of music.
Yeah. In the world of music, yeah.
Can you get any higher?
What's that?
Can you get any more accomplished than you are?
Oh, no, there's a lot to go in that regard. Yeah, there is so much more to learn. This festival, for example, we have Children of the Light, one of the main acts, people that I look up to and, you know, study their music. There is so much more for me to grow musically and personally. And, yeah, I'm so much more to learn. Yeah, absolutely.
Wonderful. And are you doing any of the teaching while you're here in Panama with the foundation or anything like that? Workshops?
Just a little bit, yeah. A little bit. We've been working with some of the saxophone players. This time around, a little bit more of the playing. In the past, I've done mostly the teaching. It kind of alternates, I guess. Like I said, I have a different experience this time around in my visit.
Sure.
But yeah, it's been wonderful, the students that we met so far. And yeah, we're excited for them also to share their music and some of the events of the festival. So everybody stay tuned to all the things that are happening, as well as the concerts that I'm going to play on Thursday.
Oh, great.
In Atlapa and 8 p.m. And with the Global Jazz Women. There's going to be a lot of stuff happening from Hijas del Jazz. That's some of the students we've been working with that are going to present also the music. So there's a lot going on. So go ahead, you guys, and check the program.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it's incredible what is packed in a week. I mean, it's just nonstop. And, and of course, the workshops. I think the workshops are absolutely brilliant. And, well, I'll tell you what, it's been great having you here.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I'm sure you'll be back. If you've had the water, you know, say if you drink the Chagres water, you come back. Either that or you keep going. I'm not sure which one. And let me also say a big thank you to Sarit Badov, who is here, the
Absolutely.
Cultural attaché for the Embassy of Israel. Thank you so very much. As always, great work, lovely things that... that the embassy does. So Lehi Haruvi, thank you so very much for being with us
here
on the Breakfast Show. And next time you're here, come back, see us.
Absolutely.
All right. And perhaps you'll learn the drums by then. I don't know where you're going to stop. You're just going to keep going and going. I know you. I can tell. So thanks so much for being with us. And right, let's take us out of that segment with Lehi Haruvi. Two Roses. Good My Pork Pie Hat. I got to ask you, the title, how did that come about?
Well, I think this kind of symbolizes part of my musical journey, which is have, again, like study, being a student of jazz, dedicated student of jazz, and also being my Israeli self. So Two Roses is an Israeli song. Goodbye, Pork Pie Hat is a jazz standard. It's a jazz song. And they both have like something similar in their kind of content about flawed humanity.
Really?
yeah. So
it must be a very long song.
So the words colliding in that, and that's what it is.
Yeah. Lovely. Well, that's it. Right, time on the breakfast show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just 7 minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock. And remember, if you missed the news at 8, we will have it again for you at 9 o'clock. Right, there we go. Time on the breakfast show. It is, say now, 6 minutes before nine. I think take us up to the top of the hour.
History keeps repeating itself.
It's Paul Hardcastle. And there we are. That's about right. That's Paul Hardcastle's, it's called Rainforest, What's Going On. Love that piece of music. Right. I love all music, really. Most of it, at any rate. And a big thanks once again to Lihi Haruvi for being with us this morning. So much talent. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We're up towards the top of the hour, so we're going to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
El Teatro Nayansi se viste de gala para celebrar los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival con Danilo Pérez, Brian Blade, John Patitucci, Erika Ender, Chucho Valdés, Global Jazz Womex, Román Díaz y muchos más, del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal. ¿Te invita?
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 64310419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day. With eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills. In colors on the snowy end. Now I understand what you tried to say to me. How you suffered for your sanity. How you tried to set them free. They would not listen. They did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night. Flaming flowers that brightly blaze. Swirling clouds in violet haze. Reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue. Colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain. Weathered faces lined in pain. Are soothed beneath the artist's light. Now I understand what you tried to say to me. And how you suffered for your sanity. How you tried to set them free. They would not listen. They did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. For they could not love you. But still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you then, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as starry, starry night. Portraits hung in empty halls. frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the floor. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never
We started off those two, Don McLean, of course, and Vincent, and followed on, that's Bob James and Snowbird Fantasy, which was a request from Mary Lou this morning. She wished everybody a great day. Says, can you please play Snowbird Fantasy by Bob James? And there, we've just done it. A lot of nice music this morning, we? Makes a change, I hear you say. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning.
Are we having a good day?
Oh, yes, of course.
It's Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. WTI. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Wednesday. So, it was nice. Our guest this morning, it was lovely speaking to you. I mean, what an accomplished lady.
Yes, she's very nice. I love her music.
And I like the way she was encouraging me to continue with my work on the triangle. Yes. I'm going to progress from telling people it's lunchtime to telling them it's tea time.
Yeah, she's a good teacher too. So.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Mm-hmm. that was lovely. And let me see. How was your day yesterday, by the way?
Tuesday.
It was a happy Tuesday.
Oh, yes. I had to go to City of Knowledge again because my friend Ana Larisa, she was celebrating her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote her a gift. And so I went to La Plaza again for the concert at 1.
Oh, okay.
It was a quintet.
Oh, okay.
I was playing there.
Mm-hmm.
Young people, you know, and they are playing great music. So don't miss it today. Today they're going to have another group.
Isn't that wonderful, though, having that there in that space?
Exactly. And it's free.
It is.
It was crowded yesterday.
You've got to buy your own lunch, right? Uh-huh.
But it was awesome.
Yeah.
We really enjoyed it.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. You should have popped over the road.
Mm-hmm.
Go and see our friends.
Oh, yes.
Valley Motors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. And also, somebody was asking me when it's going to be the concert of Lihi Harubi, the guest that we have today. It's going to be tomorrow. At 8 p.m. Teatro Nayansi at Lapa.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get your tickets at panamajazzfestival.com.
And I'll tell you what we do have.
Mm-hmm.
We have two tickets.
Oh, yes.
Not for tomorrow, not for Lihi.
Mm-hmm.
We do have two tickets for tonight.
Exactly.
Now, tonight it's going to be a great performance. Again, it starts at 8 o'clock. It's at Lapa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Danilo Perez with Brian Blade and John Patitucci.
Exactly.
And and also Children of the Light Trio as well.
That's going to be awesome.
That's going to be great. And also, not forgetting, they're going to have a bit of reggaeton, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Arenda's going to be there.
Exactly.
You know, we should really try and get Eric to come on the program.
And tonight is the gala, right? That's the gala.
It's it says here the Noche de Gala.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, 8 to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And that is tonight. It is the 18th. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts at 8. You've got plenty of time. We need to come up with a question, really, don't we? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to think. It's going to hurt. I'm going to come back with a question in a minute.
And they have to be very quick because they have to pick up the tickets here.
Yeah, you'll have to pick up tickets here in Paitia.
Mm-hmm.
We'll leave them at the front door. But mm-hmm. we'll come up with a question in a minute,
mm-hmm.
and we'll ask you. And the first person to give us a call will have two tickets to go tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's 8 o'clock, so you've got plenty of time to get ready and get there. 8 o'clock until 10. It's going to be a great night.
Mm-hmm.
Danilo Perez, Blind Braid, and John Patitucci. And Children of the Light Trio. So they are 8 o'clock tonight, goes on to about 10, and the doors open at 7 o'clock. So,
mm-hmm.
But these tickets, they have a seat number.
Mm-hmm.
So you're all right.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do it in a minute. We'll have to think of a question, yes.
Okay.
Shall we phone a friend? All right, well, Yes and I are going to discuss that, and we'll be right back with you in just a minute.
Got a funny, something shot right through me. My heart skipped a line. There's a different feel about you tonight. It's got me thinking lots of crazy things. I even think I saw a flash of light. Felt like electricity. Kiss me like this, unless you mean it like that. 'Cause I'll just close my eyes and I won't know where I'm at. We'll get lost on this dance floor, spinning around and around and around and around. They're all watching us now. Just friends. When you kiss me like this, I think
want you to know. Okay. Oh, there we go. Right, well, Yasmin and I, we've been putting our thinking caps on. It was very difficult, wasn't it, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, not easy doing these kind of things. I'll tell you what, you've got to make it relatively easy. Now, no answers, please, on WhatsApp today. You're going to actually call 223-5162 and speak to Yasmin. I'll give you that 223-5162 is the number. Okay? 223-5162. And the question is this. We mentioned that Danilo Perez, Brian Blade and John Patitucci are going to be performing. This is for the gala night. Tell me, or tell Yasmin, give her a call, 223-5162. What is the name of the woman who will be performing tonight? Alright, let me give that again. Tonight is Danilo Perez, Brian Blade and John Patitucci. Who is the lady that is going to be performing tonight? And give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. You can have two tickets to go along tonight to see the gala performance. So you've got a seat number, so you don't have to panic about finding somewhere to sit. And 223-5162 is the number. Are you ready to be inundated, Yasmin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So 223-5162 is the number to call. Now, Danilo Perez, Brian Blade and John Patitucci are going to be performing. And there is one lady who is going to be performing, headlining. What is her name? We mentioned it earlier. All right, so let us know. And back to the music. Tell you what, thank you very much for the fantastic response to that question. We do have a winner. The first one that came in and got it right was Olmedo Rivera. Olmedo Rivera. So congratulations, Olmedo. Going to come pick those two tickets up. Enjoy. Let us know tomorrow how much you enjoyed it. Always like to get some feedback. So thank you very much. The phone was sort of almost off the hook. Olmedo Rivera, got those two tickets for tonight. 98 degrees because of you. Going back to the items in the local news this morning, they have summoned a guy from the AAUD to go and answer questions about why such and such and why is it, what are you going to do about this and what are you going to do about that. I hope one of the questions they ask is, do you have enough money? If I remember rightly, they cut the budget for the AAUD. Can't fix it without money, you know. Right, there we go. 98 degrees because of you. Also, at the beginning of this morning's program, I think it was about the third track we played. I don't know if you remember. We played When Smokey Sings by ABC. And it was the released as the first single off of their fourth studio album, which is called Alphabet City. And it's when Smokey Sings, and it is a tribute to this guy, Smokey Robinson. Break for show time, 27 and a half before 10.
Just to see her, just to touch her, just to hold her in my arms again, one more time. If I could feel her warm embrace, see her smiling face, can't find anyone to take her place, I've got to see her again.
The man himself, yes, Smokey Robinson, and just to see her. I tell you what, the phone didn't stop ringing, did it yet?
Exactly, it was crazy.
Yeah, you've never been so popular.
Yes.
We should give more things away. You might get asked out. How about today? What's today for you?
Today I have to work, because tomorrow I have an event in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to one of the concerts. Tomorrow is Thursday, right?
Yes, all day.
Tomorrow I'm going to one of the concerts in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not all. That's still busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
I'll be here in the morning, Molly.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case.
Me too. Tomorrow morning, yes, I'll
be here. Oh, you'll be able to join us. That's nice.
Yes.
Okay. And, of course, Ian's going off to... is it today he takes his saxophone with him? Or?
No, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's why I have to pick him up, because he cannot travel with the saxophone. He cannot be in the bus or in the metro.
Really?
It's too big, yeah.
Is it that big?
Mm-hmm.
It's a big, big one?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Must be heavy. Must be careful he doesn't fall over when he's playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And is the saxophone, is that supplied for him by the school? Or?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, we are trying to find one for himself, you know.
That'd be
nice.
But
they are very expensive.
Yeah, I can imagine.
$6,000.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Get an old one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you, why don't you have a word with... our friend Luis.
Which Luis?
Alfonso Luis.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
You have a word with him, I mean...
Yeah, he's there. He's there at the City of Knowledge.
Yeah, yeah.
Every day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, mention to him, he may know somebody, or he may have an old one.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
yeah.
I can ask him.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm full of good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
No commissions, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah, shop around.
Mm-hmm.
And any other place to look, of course, mind you. If you want to buy a saxophone like that and send it to Panama, it costs a fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Cost more than saxophone. All right, yes, well, have a great day.
Thank you.
Enjoy. All right.
Thank you.
And I'll see you in the morning.
See you tomorrow.
This morning, but I think I'll be okay. I'll be okay. Damn, my car still smells like marijuana. My mom is gonna kill me. Gonna kill me. Traffic's backed up from corner to corner, so I guess I'll hit the highway. The highway. Shake away all the stress off my shoulders. Gonna have a good day, a good day. Because I'm 18 and I still live with my parents. Yeah, they're not like yours. Well, yours are more understanding. I've never fell in love. I save those feelings for you. So let's do all the stupid shit that young kids do.
Shit that young kids do. Just me and you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You. Just me and you. Hey. Because I'm 18.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Without you, and I.
there we go. Yes, I love the sound of the Lighthouse Family. And that was Lost in Space. Khalid was before that with 18. And time on the Breakfast Show, we are 12 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 10 o'clock. I'm just looking at some of the things relevant for this day, which is the 18th of January, going back in time. Going back to the year 1896, the X-ray machine was exhibited for the first time. It doesn't say who by. I guess they were trying to get a patent, but they said, ha-ha, we can see right through you. 1903, US President Theodore Roosevelt sends a radio message to King Edward VII, the first transatlantic radio transmission originating in the United States. First thing the King said was, what happened to our taxes? Why not? Right, time is 12, well, wasted 30 seconds there, didn't we? 12 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. Lean on Me. Bill Withers. We go, yes, Bill Withers and Lean on Me. I tell you what, we're going to squeeze one more in. Going back over to the United Kingdom. Going to Liverpool. Ferry Across the Mersey from Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Life goes on day after day. Ah.
heart's torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey, and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, here I always will stay. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll stay.
Can I talk to you about Brian Epstein?
Oh, certainly, yes.
What's he been to you as
Brian?
Manager?
Oh, the money. No, serious though, he's done a lot for us, you know. He tells us all kinds of what to do, and yeah, made us wear suits and everything. Yeah, looked better than everything.
Very good. Jerry Marsden there talking about Brian Epstein. And say, what's he mean to you? Money. So well put. Right, that's it. That's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Big thanks this morning goes out to our special guest, of course, today here on the breakfast show. Really nice to talk to her. That was Livy Haruvi. And the saxophonist, she's going to be performing tomorrow, by the way. Don't forget to go along and see that. Lihi Haruvi, big thanks to her for being with us. Of course, a big thanks to the Israeli Embassy as well for bringing her over, and to the Jazz Festival. Also, a big thank you goes out to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, being checking in with us this morning. To Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all our production work, social media, etc., 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 etc. Everything except playing the music. So big thanks to Yasmin. My co-producer, Neil Danby, big thanks to him. He's back here in Panama for a little while, which is also very nice. And to the boys and girls, the group of Grada, keep us up and running. And, of course, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. If you want to advertise with us, do get in touch. You can WhatsApp us on 677-188-22. You can WhatsApp us on 677-188-22 or call Yasmin on 223-5162. All right? Always happy to have you aboard. And, please just remember, whatever it is that you're going to be doing between now and 7 o'clock tomorrow, do it carefully. Remember, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, very important. Oh, and by the way, big thanks to the boys and girls at Group of Drama. Yeah, they keep us up and running in the mornings. It's always very nice. Anyway, do keep safe. All right, see you tomorrow. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.